हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Okay, so now we've had Sanjaya go to the Pandava side. Means the Pandavas have sent their messenger, said that they were, you know, were looking for peace, but they expect the kingdom back. You know? Duryodhana is not going to give back the kingdom. That's his intention. And so Dhritarashtra, knowing that, then he's trying to pull the religious card on the Pandavas, that Yudhishthira is so religious, why would he want this war? Point is he doesn't want the war. Duryodhana wants the war. But Dhritarashtra is saying, well, but if Yudhishthira, if you just, you know, give up everything, walk away, then there'll be no fight. You know, as if that's the religious thing to do. Why not? What if Duryodhana just gives the kingdom back? You know, that's not going to happen. So then why should Yudhishthira not do his duty, the Kshatriyas? So he says, okay, even if we don't do that, just give us each a village, five villages. Villages aren't that big. You know, they'll never be missed. No, Duryodhana won't give that. So then who's wanting more? But, you know, they'll try to put it on Yudhishthira. Oh, it's your decision. If there's war, it's on your head. No, if there is war, then the point is Dhritarashtra knows from Shastra and from advice that his children are sinful. The Pandavas are pious. If there comes to be a battle between the two, there's every chance that his sons will lose. So that's another reason he wants to avoid war, because he knows that if it does, then all his sons will be destroyed. So like that. So now Sanjaya to try to convince Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira explains, I'm not the one in the wrong here. I want peace. Just give back the kingdom and we'll even forget about it. You know, it's other kings won't forget what you've done to them. We'll even forget that. And we'll just move forward as if nothing's gone wrong all these years. But give the kingdom back. And it just means his side. You keep yours, we'll keep ours. You remain the emperor, we'll just do our thing. Like that. But no, he can't do it. So now Sanjaya, understanding this, is coming back, and Dhritarashtra is waiting for him. So chapter 43, Anxiety for the Blind King. Dhritarashtra sat alone in his chambers. Sanjaya had been gone for days and was due back at any time. The king wondered how the Pandavas would receive his message. Surely the gentle Yudhishthira would not opt for war. How could he condone killing his beloved elders, right? He's the one condoning? No. He's saying, we won't kill anybody, just give back our kingdom. That's the righteous thing to do. That was the promise of Duryodhana. But they won't do, so they're sinful. Because they're sinful, then it's, oh, so surely gentle Yudhishthira would not condone killing his elders. No. It's just that you're not giving back, so that's what'll happen. But he would certainly act on Krishna's advice. Krishna was an unknown element. Dhritarashtra could not fathom his motivations or intentions, right? Because he's not a devotee. Sometimes he seemed impartial, or at least he said he was. Yet he always appeared to favor the Pandavas. Then again, he had given his army to Duryodhana and had promised not to fight. It was difficult to understand. Because in their mind, support means it's totally what Duryodhana wants. That's support. If you even tell Duryodhana, it may not be a great idea, maybe try doing this. Oh no, then you're an enemy, you hate them, you never support them, you never do anything for their benefit and all that. So, what can you do? As Dhritarashtra sat thinking, a messenger entered his room to inform him that Sanjaya had returned. The king asked that Sanjaya be shown in at once. Sanjaya entered the chamber with clasped hands and stood before Dhritarashtra. O Lord of the Earth, I am Sanjaya, returning from seeing the Pandavas. Yudhishthira sends his greetings and asks after your health and that of your sons and grandsons. Blessings to you, Sanjaya. Welcome back. Tell me how Yudhishthira, who creates no enemies, is faring. Right? Because he knows he creates no enemies, but he's also using that aspect to mean, oh, then there will be no fighting. And he and his brothers well? All is well with the Pandavas, Yudhishthira desires to have what was formerly his. In his opinion, virtue is superior to acquiring wealth, and is the essence of happiness and joy. That godly man, motivated only by virtue, wishes to gain protection, again to protect the people in accordance with the eternal duties the Creator has assigned him. Surely men are puppets led by God's will. Otherwise, how could the Pandavas have suffered so much? I think that as long as a powerful man does not have an opportunity to rectify things, his antagonists will prosper. Your acts have been indescribably sinful, O King, and you will soon receive the results. Yudhishthira, having cast away sin as a snake, snake sloths its skin, is now resplendent amid other heroes. Right, so he's pointing out here, it's just he wants to do his duty. It's not about wealth. For Duryodhana, it's nothing to do with duty. It's just he wants to be in charge, in control, be the most wealthy, the most powerful, the most respectful. That's his only condition. And in that position, he'll do his duty as a king. But he's only doing the duty as a king to keep the facility. While for Yudhishthira, he wants to protect the people. In doing that, then he'll take care of the kingdom, you know, and then he'll have the facility. So very, very different approaches. Sanjaya's long and intimate relationship with Dhritarashtra allowed him to be frank. The king winced as the secretary continued. Reflect carefully on your course, O king, because your motives are suicidal. Right? Yeah. You have acted dishonorably towards the Pandavas, and you have achieved neither virtue nor wealth. Vicious and cruel, your deeds have earned you only shame and censure among men. We can understand such actions from low-class men with poor education, but you are born in the line of Bharata and have been advised by many wise ministers. You too are wise and know the difference between right and wrong. Why then do you act to bring about the destruction of your race? Right, because he in the Mahabharata is in many places called Rajarshi, and others call him a Rajarshi because other than what's connected with Dhritarashtra, those Shastra follow Shastra, does everything properly. Because you don't hear the kingdom is falling apart. Right? That. It's just that even though he's doing all his duties nice, because he's supporting his son, then as he said, why do you act to bring about the destruction of your race? And it's not even just, okay, there's going to be a fight between the Yudhishthira, you know, the Pandavas and the Kauravas, you know, and so they're the armies of their two kingdoms. Then there may be a destruction of the family members. Then he would say, why do you bring about the destruction of your family? You know, because the cousins and everything are fighting. He says race. Everybody says race. Why? Because all the Kshatriyas from all the whole planet will be there at the Battle of Kurukshetra. And they'll all be destroyed simply because his son cannot even give, he's so envious he can't even give a village, you know, to the Pandavas. That's all. If we say you can have this whole planet and stay alive, give the Pandavas each a village, and they'll leave it at that. Or you cannot do that, you will be killed, all your brothers will be killed, all the Kshatriyas of the world will be killed. And Yudhishthira will become the emperor. These are your two choices. And he'll take the thing, but maybe we'll win. Like that. Because he'd rather be dead than see the Pandavas prosper. What to do? That's envy. Dhritarashtra pressed a forefinger and thumb onto his eyes. He felt unbearably hot, although he's being fanned on both sides with charmara whisks. He unbuttoned his tunic and called for a cup of cool water. Sanjaya did not relent. He could not bear to see his master bring about his own ruin. Right? Because Sanjaya will be there, and Dhritarashtra will be there, because they're not going to be fighting. Right? He's blind. He's not going to the battlefield. But that's all that will be left. the time for diplomacy was past, right? Because they've already tried the diplomacy and all that. Disaster was imminent. If there was any hope of averting it, the king needed to keep hearing the truth and do something soon. Surely the Pandavas are aided by divine forces. Otherwise, how could Arjuna have gone to the heavens in his mortal body? Right? Nobody does that. Right? We've heard of Arjuna going, I think one other king, maybe it was Harishchandra or something like that, you know, in his story. And he's very renowned among all the great kings and all that. So, one, two, in their own, with the same self-same body. So, who does that? Right? God alone awards men the results of their deeds. Our exertions are useless if we fail to recognize this truth. Striving only for your own gratification, we will gain nothing but misery. O king, I blame you for the present situation. You have acted without regard for God's laws. If you do not reverse your decisions, you will be responsible for the annihilation of innumerable men. Right? He's trying to put it over on Yudhishthir. If there's war, it's your fault. But actually, from the beginning, there's never any fault on Yudhishthir's part. Every fault is on the fault of Dhritarashtra. Arjuna will destroy the Kurus as fire destroys a heap of dry grass. Influenced by your headstrong son, you think your success is sure. Means he already says, but they already know. They just, you know, whatever it is, some weeks or month before. Arjuna alone fought with all these great personalities. You know, so basically except for Drona and Bhishma, he defeated Duryodhana twice on the battlefield and Karna twice, but his son keeps speaking, no, we'll get, we have a bigger army, we'll do better and all that, but that's not, it's just Arjuna, you know, but what to do. Thus you did not prevent the dice game. Now look at the result of such madness, O king. Right, so they enjoyed for 12 years and now total anxiety. O king, because you are weak, you will not be able to retain sovereignty over this broad realm any more than a fool can retain wealth suddenly gained. Because if you give a fool a whole bunch of money, he doesn't know what to do with it. He'll spend it on stupid stuff, he'll get it, you know, it'll get stolen, other people will come and be nice to him and take it away. So like that. It was late and Sanjaya was tired from his long journey. He asked Dhritarashtra's permission to take rest and said he would return in the morning to deliver Yudhishthira's message to the assembly. The king dismissed his servant with kind words. He knew that Sanjaya only had his interest at heart, no matter how cutting his words, because his words are poignant. If he doesn't take them, then everything dear to Dhritarashtra will be gone. Like that. And being the emperor, forget it. You know, he won't even be king of the realm, because it's not his position. He's thinking, well, if I can't be, my son can be. So I will stay in the seat until it's assured that he has, and then he can do. You know, it'll naturally move on to him. But if his son dies, then what's he? He has no right. It's Yudhishthira's position. After Sanjaya left, Dhritarashtra sat alone, his mind racked by painful thoughts. Everything depended upon him. It would surely be just to, in return, Indraprastha to Yudhishthira, but Duryodhana would never agree, right? Because now he sees it's come back to him. You know, they came to him, but they just, like that, we'll fight, we don't care, you know, we're in the strong position. And then Dhritarashtra is, but do you want this war, and you're a good person, do you want all these people killed because of you, and all this kind of thing? Then it comes back, and you speak actually, you know, what is righteousness, and what is dharma, what the shastras say. And as Sanjaya pointed out, God's in control, so his laws, you're breaking them. So naturally, it's your fault. Will he be able to check him? It had been almost 20 years since Dhritarashtra had assumed the throne. Now he was lord of the earth. That is he and Duryodhana, his empowered representative. Right? Because he can't do it, he's blind. To give Yudhishthira's kingdom would end all that. Right, it would end them being 20 years they've been king, but Duryodhana, the emperor of the world. So you have to know it's the emperor of the world because the Pandavas made it that way, and that they were emperor of the world because Pandu did that, and before that because Bhima did it. Bhishma, he doesn't listen to Bhishma. He won't respect the Pandavas, and they're thinking on their own they'll remain emperors. But They won't be able to. The self-effulgent Pandavas would soon reestablish their supremacy over their cousins. He and Duryodhana would be eclipsed. The king felt his limbs tremble. Having had such power, it would be worse than death to have it taken away. Although it was late, Dhritarashtra felt he needed to hear from Vidura. No one could offer him impartial, thoughtful advice like Vidura. The king asked that Vidura be summoned, and within a short time he entered the chamber. "Oh, you have great wisdom. I am Vidura, here at your command. Order me, what can I do for you? I am your servant." The king welcomed him warmly and had him sit at his side. He spoke in somber tones. "Oh, Vidura, I have just spoken with Sanjaya. He strongly criticized me. He has not yet told me what Yudhishthir said, and now I am anxious. My body is burning and I cannot sleep. Tell me how to cure my condition." Vidura, who had been called from his prayer and meditation, replied, "Sleeplessness overpowers one who has been attacked by a stronger man. The weak, those who have failed to attain their goal, those who have been robbed, those consumed by desire and thieves. I hope that you do not fall into any of these categories, O king, nor that you are greedy for another's wealth." Saves the best for last. Vidura knew well the king's dilemma. He had discussed it with him on countless occasions, because it always comes up. And he's anxious because he knows he's sinful, but still, even though we're sinful, how can we maintain our position and move forward in glory? By being pious. But we're sinful, so how can we move forward, you know, and attain, you know, prestige and wealth and prosperity being sinful? But you can't. You can only do that if you're pious. Okay, but, you know, what if, you know, it was possible? How could we do it? You know, so like this, these countless occasions. So he had discussed it with him on countless occasions, always offering him the same advice. Dhritarashtra had always ignored it. Vidura had repeatedly warned him of the eventual outcome of his acts, an outcome that was now imminent. Dhritarashtra was obviously realizing that fact. The king turned his head towards Vidura. "Speak wisdom to me, dear brother. Speak those words that are at once morally uplifting and also calculated to secure my welfare." Right? But he says, calculated to secure my welfare. Means, in other words, I want moral things that support my welfare and the welfare that I want, not what is actually what I need. Right? But what Duryodhana wants is not what he needs. It'll destroy him. If he accepts what he needs, then everything will work very nicely. Vidura's affection for his brother never waned, despite his brother's foolishness. He patiently advised him for his good, praying that one day the blind king would come to his senses. Perhaps now, with the approach of calamity, he would become more thoughtful. Vidura said, "Yudhishthir is a king graced with all auspicious marks. He is fit to rule the world. You should have kept him near you, but you exiled him. For this blindness, you are condemned." Hence the chapter's anxiety for the blind king. So it's not just that he's blind, meaning physically blind. He's also blind in understanding what to do when it comes to the Pandavas. "For this blindness you are condemned, O king, although you know what is virtue. Because he is inoffensive, kind, forgiving, and a lover of truth, Yudhishthir remembers your supremacy and patiently bears the hardships you have inflicted upon him. Having bestowed lordship of the earth on Duryodhana, who bears enmity towards Yudhishthir, how can you now expect peace and prosperity?" So it's one thing if he was ruling, and not giving way to Duryodhana's whims, then that's one thing. Yudhishthir is supportive of that. But then there wouldn't have been a gambling match. There wouldn't have been all that. Vidura had himself received many instructions from rishis and sages, and he sought their association whenever it was available. Recalling the saint's words of wisdom, he became more gentle with Dhritarashtra. As he continued to instruct him, the king listened attentively. "He is said to be a wise man, who cannot be deviated from duty by anger, exultation, pride, lust, or ignorance, and who remains fixed on the highest goal of life. Attachment to the saintly, renouncing the association of blameworthy men, and maintaining faith and reverence towards elders are also signs of the wise. A wise man acts in accordance with religion, pursuing a course that benefits him in both this life and the next, rather than one that offers only immediate pleasure. Right, so you look at what's going to be beneficial now and in the future, rather than just what gives you benefit right now. You know, so that's considered, what do you call it? Wise. That's what the wise do, and that is the, you know, that is wisdom. So now we'll see how, you know, he continues to instruct him and how this all unfolds. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.